principle of the Constitution will be repudiated, and as I'm saying this, I think I may have said this already here once, but part of the Constitution was that no one's above the law, and they wrote that in because they were tired of the King of England. And the reason that Bill Clinton was allowed to retain his position was because of opinion polls. Nobody denies that he committed perjury, and nobody denies that the Constitution says that if the President of the United States commits perjury, he needs to be removed. But the opinion polls said, leave him in. Sister White said there would come a time period when the leaders of the United States would be operating on opinion polls, and when that condition was met, that's the condition that has to be in place when the Sunday law arrives, because we just read the quote in the Great Controversy that said that they will pass the Sunday law in order to secure public favor. Now, if that's the case, and we know it is, this is where the leaders of the United States hang out, right here, Washington, D.C., in these buildings. So if you're a man that is a leader in the Congress or the President or any of those leaders that are in place in this time period today, that what motivates you to do what you do is what people, what you perceive people want you to do, then you answer this question for me. Do you think the politicians in Washington, D.C. stood up and took notice of 1 million people standing there saying, we need to bring America back to God? You bet. You bet. The political people in the United States are watching and listening very closely to what the religious right is telling them to do. And I'm trying to emphasize this point on purpose, because Sister White says the image of the beast is when the civil government is going to be controlled by the religions in the United States. That's a paraphrase, but that's clearly what she says. And brothers and sisters, if you want to see it, it's already happening. It's already in place. In any case, what are the probabilities of a group of men making a prediction that the men of the United States are going to lead America back to God and having dreams and visions, seeing that when that was to take place, that the sports stadiums of the United States were going to be full of men at religious meetings bringing America back to God? In the United States, the people that go to church on Sunday go to church on Sunday, and the people that don't, if they have opportunity, go watch a football game or a basketball game. So it's just, it was a pretty bold claim to say that the athletic stadiums in the United States were going to be full of men worshiping God, but they had those dreams and visions. And sure enough, it took place. And how do we understand that the motive